When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Dry January is something some of us are tackling. I did this last January, and I'm doing it again this January. It gets easier and easier. I don't think it's that hard, but I'm interested in getting more tips from experts. Joining us now, Chelsea and MJ from Sober Sally's. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love it. That was in unison. So you two have a business related to catering to people who don't want to drink alcohol at parties or events. Chelsea, why don't we start with you? Tell us about your journey to get to this point and what it's been like for you giving up booze.
Well, I started drinking when I was 16 and just kind of got into some trouble with it. Just didn't agree with me. It runs in my family. And I had quit cold turkey after getting into some trouble. And MJ and I worked together for a few years, and then we kind of parted ways a little bit and then kind of came back together. And we were like, you know, she came up with the idea of wanting to do a mobile bar. And I was like, you know what? I've never heard of like a mocktail bar. Why don't we try that out? So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And we just kind of, we weren't going to do it actually until this year. And then we were like, you know what? Let's just try it, throw up a tent and some tables and kind of see what people think. And people have been loving it. And we've just been so excited to provide a pretty drink, you know, and a sober option for people that choose not to drink or can't drink, you know, pregnant or whatever. And it's been super rewarding to be able to bring some light to that.
Absolutely. MJ, you've been sober from alcohol for almost 1 year, similar circumstances to Chelsea. Can you talk about, you know, when people give up alcohol, it's not like they want to give up the fun. I mean, you still want to go to a party and have fun. What is your advice to people as they go to events? And obviously, we're not doing huge events right now because of COVID, but to anything, it's not like you just want to drink water.
Right. My main advice is just having that strategy and plan of what you're going to say before you get to the event. So, like, you know, oh, no, I'm not consuming today. I got A, B, and C going. Or just flat out telling your peers that you aren't consuming right now. Or, you know, just knowing that you will probably have to leave the party early. It's just those sacrifices that you will have to make, but the reward is so much bigger, because at the end of the day, you're making that commitment to yourself to, for me personally, the alcohol affects my mental health. So for me, I'm really making that commitment to myself to be the better person that I know I can be when I don't consume.
Right. Chelsea, with your business, Sober Sally's, it's not that you're placing judgment on those who drink, you know, because some people right. want to drink and they want to do it. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? It's just providing options. And it's just like for those of us doing the dry January thing, you just want options.
Right. Correct. Yeah. We are a no, we are a judgment free zone. We are just two people that just can't do it. And we are just providing that sober option. So even if somebody wants to have, you know, one drink and then be done for the night, we are just still providing, you know, that pretty drink so you can still feel included in the gathering, in the party, at the wedding, at the baby shower. You know, we are just solely a sober option for people and also just trying to shed some light into sobriety. Sometimes the word sober can be a little uncomfortable for people. So just to, you know, show everyone that it is cool to be sober or it is cool to not drink, there is no judgment for people who do choose to drink. We're just that option if you choose not to or if you don't want to that night or, you know, for any reason.
Right. You know, and MJ, I have a friend who gave up alcohol completely many years ago, and she tells people, I'm still fun. You know, I can still yeah. have fun. It doesn't mean you can't go out with me or invite me somewhere. I can laugh and have fun. I don't need alcohol. Is that hard sometimes for people to understand that?
I would say that my friends and family have been the most supportive and understanding about it. I mean, yeah, I act a fool whether I'm sober or not on the dance floor. It's like, it's no difference to me. I still look like a like an animal out there, but, you know, I still have fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So as we continue, we need midweek motivation from both of you. Chelsea, MJ, just what are your bits of advice as we close in on, we're kind of midweek now, mid-month sort of, as we go through this dry January? Is this something you want to kind of give us that motivation to keep going?
My advice to keep going is if you have a craving, grab a bubbly soda water. I always, if I'm having any cravings, I will grab a soda water. If you're having a craving, go buy a pack of soda waters, pour it over some ice, add some lemon juice, put a nice like strawberry on the side, but just, you know, go grab a soda water. Go grab an alternative. If you're having a craving, that's what I do.
How about you, MJ?
I would say what really helps me, especially this time of year, I know it's cold outside, but getting that physical activity in. And, you know, like as simple as doing a YouTube workout, 10-minute ab workout in your living room, or, you know, maybe you're a member at Lifetime and you can have all the amenities and go do the whole hot tub, sauna, nice shower situation. That always really just helps me, whether I do one or the other.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. You guys have really motivated us. Chelsea, can you give us your website if people want more information on Sober Sally's?
SoberSally's.com.
Okay, thanks so much.
We're booking for 2022.
Okay, yeah. Cheers to both of you with a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with business news.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.